Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. In this episode of Potential Sellers, I feature the Chicago Blackhawks. In this podcast, I talk about some players who potentially might be on the move at the trade deadline for the Chicago Blackhawks. Despite landing the generational talent that is Connor Bedard in the 2023 NHL draft, there was no other reason to be optimistic about the team this regular season. Outside of Bedard, the Blackhawks are made up of cast-off players that teams don't want, prospects, and French NHL talent. This is not good enough to compete in the Western Conference. So it should be no surprise that the Chicago Blackhawks once again have the worst record in the NHL, with a 15-39-3 record, having only scored 119 goals for, which is second least in the NHL, and having allowed 202 goals against, which is third most in the league. Since the Chicago Blackhawks are clearly not in a position to make the playoffs, they are most likely going to sell off any player with trade value at the deadline to get back draft assets for upcoming drafts. Their most valuable trade asset is probably Tyler Johnson, who is a very versatile forward capable of playing all three forward positions. Johnson has tons of playoff experience with two Stanley Cups under his belt with the Tampa Bay Lightning. The only issue with trading Tyler Johnson is his cap hit, as he is making $5 million until the end of this season. The next major trade chip they have is Anthony Beauvillier, who is a winger making $4.14 million until the end of this season. Beauvillier is in the prime of his career, so if a team needs depth on their team for the playoffs, he would be a solid option. The next two players on this list are Filip Kurashev and Ryan Donato. Both are wingers that aren't set to be due for free agency until 2025, but you could get more for them if you trade them this trade deadline, because you would have them under contract for another year. And the last major trade chip they have is Colin Blackwell, who is under contract for this season for $1.2 million. Other players that could be moved include Nikita Zaitsev, who has a $4.5 million cap hit and is a free agent at the end of the season, although this is very unlikely. Mackenzie Entwistle, Reese Johnson, Boris Kachuk, and Taylor Radich. It's more than likely that none of these players I just mentioned will get moved. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777Scouting. Tyler Johnson is not the same player he was in Tampa, but he does have a semi-decent season on a terrible team, and for the minutes he's getting played. Johnson has 11 goals and 17 points in 42 games, although he is a minus 20, but that is just because he plays on a terrible team. If he gets traded to a better team, he could definitely help them contribute in the playoffs, as he has always been a better performer in the playoffs. After being acquired in a trade from the Vancouver Canucks, where he put up just 8 points in 22 games with Vancouver, Beauvillier only put up 6 points in 17 games with Chicago. Beauvillier could be on the move once again, as Chicago really has no reason to keep him around, as he is unlikely to re-sign with them in free agency. Filip Kurashev has been one of the better Chicago Blackhawks this year, having put up 9 goals and 32 points in 50 games, although he is a minus 28. But that is mostly due to the fact that Chicago's a terrible team. Ryan Donato is another player who could be on the move at the trade deadline. Donato has been mostly playing on the first line of Chicago and has fit pretty well alongside Connor Bedard. However, Donato could be very valuable on the trade block or on another contending team, as he has proven throughout his career to be a very solid depth player. Donato has 15 points in 53 games this year. Colin Blackwell only has 7 points in 27 games with the Blackhawks this year and has been in and out of the lineup for Chicago. He would be better suited on a contending team as a depth piece. Check out my hockey blog at HockeyWizTalksHockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at HockeyWiz777. The Chicago Blackhawks make a 3-team trade with the Pittsburgh Penguins and Boston Bruins. Chicago Blackhawks get Valtteri Puustinen, Jacob Lauko, a third round pick in 2025 from Boston, and a second round pick in 2026 from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Penguins get Anthony Beauvillier, while the Boston Bruins get Tyler Johnson. Filip Kurashev and Ryan Donato are traded to the Vancouver Canucks for a fourth round pick in 2024 and a second round pick in 2025. Chicago Blackhawks trade Colin Blackwell to the New York Rangers for a fifth round pick in 2024. This is the projected lineup for the Chicago Blackhawks talks after the trade deadline. The first line is Connor Bedard, Nick Foligno, and Taylor Radish. Second line is Jason Dickinson, Valtteri Puustinen, and Jacob Lauko. Third line is Cole Gutman, Boris Katchuk, and Joey Anderson. Fourth line is Mackenzie Entwistle, Ren Pitlick, and Reese Johnson. First D pair is Alex Vlasic and Seth Jones. Second D pair is Kevin Korshinski and Jacob Magna. Third D pair is Isaac Phillips and Jared Tenorti. Goalies are Peter Mrazek and Arvid Soderblom. On IR, Taylor Hall, Nikita Zaitsev, Connor Murphy, and Andreas Athanasiou. Listen to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my travel channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWhizTravels. The Chicago Blackhawks will be poised to be a lottery team once again this season, but if they trade away some of their veteran players, the team will have a better odds at landing the first overall pick once again. In my next podcast, I'll feature the Calgary Flames on Potential Sellers series.